Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Healers is a worldwide community of people who believe healing comes from the inside, as well as all the answers needed to live a happy, healthy life. As such, I set the Inner Healers Radio, an online talk show on alternative medicine, to provide life guidance and help people connect their emotions with their natural inner state of health. With this radio and the help of all our guests and callers, we hope to create a space for sharing our lives online. Listen to your favorite teachers, authors, psychologists, channelers, healers, psychics, music therapists, and more. Join show host, healer and founder of Inner Healers in Peru, Susana Stiglitz, while she unravels each topic hand in hand with her wise guests. Many people around the world have improved their lives thanks to their sharing through the Inner Healers community. Join us for a joyful experience. Shows are recorded, so you can download each as a podcast to listen on your way to work or whenever needed.
Everybody, welcome to our Inner Healers Radio. My name is Luciana Stiglitz, and I will be your host for today. Today we have a very, very interesting and special show. It's called Angels Talk About Peace. Have you ever wondered what can angels think about peace on earth? Have you ever wanted to get in contact with angels? Have you ever felt angels around helping you achieve peace of mind, or remember that the peace actually resides inside? Our special guest today is Linda West. She's a psychic medium with a master's degree in metaphysics. She's a certified angel therapy practitioner by Joint Virtues, a Theta healer, a licensed message therapist, and a certified biofeedback technician. Help me welcome Linda. Hello, Linda.
Hello, Luciana. I'm so pleased to be here with you today.
Hello. Thank you for being with us today, for sharing your light with us today. How are you feeling today?
Just wonderful. I love the way you brought in all those lovely questions about the angels. That is amazing. I'm sure many, many people wonder if they actually do have that kind of love or protection around them. You know, we've always heard stories of angels showing up or angels in pictures. And because when I work with people, I do see angels around them. Everybody has angels around them. So we can all feel confident that we have that kind of help, which is good news, wonderful news.
Mm-hmm. So what are angels?
Angels are really the energy of Source, which we can call God or Goddess or Universe or whatever, that is there personally to help each one of us. It is the entities that are surrounding us with dramatic protection and much love, and they help us create what we choose to have in our life. And so when they're also protection. For the most part, to just be confident and knowing that the angels are around us, and when we need help, just to ask. It is the same energy that God, same energy that Source is, as I have spoke before, but these are our own guardians. They help us create. They help us move forward. They help us find our joy. And sometimes, Luciana, they back us into a corner so that we will reach out to spirit, to the universe, to God. And sometimes people are just that stubborn that they need to be backed into a corner. I've been there myself, I know.
I know what you're saying.
Yes.
Angels are around us to help us and protect us. I've read that whereas humans are kind of evolving upwards, you know, trying to ascend, angels are actually evolving downwards. So the closer they get to us, the more evolved they are. Is this true?
Okay, here is that's an interesting concept. I'm not sure where you heard that, but it's a very interesting concept. What's actually happening is that the energy on the planet itself is rising. So let me explain that in a more scientific way. There are actually scientists that measure the vibration of the planet Earth itself, and it has been scientifically proven that the planet itself is vibrating faster now than it was 10, 15, 20 years ago, or 100 years ago. What this means for us is that time is actually going by faster. I know we've all noticed that. I know you have probably too, Luciana. We always think it's because we're getting older, you know. But a minute still being a minute, an hour still being an hour, what's actually happening is everything is vibrating faster. This vibration creates a rising in frequency for us as humans. And it also means that the veil or the separation between the physical world that we only see with our eyes and the spiritual world, which is where the angels hang out at a very high vibration, is thinner. That separation is thinner than it's ever been before. So that's a very good concept that you came with. I'm going to say that humanity is rising up, and the angels are greeting us at that higher frequency, at that higher level, which means we can also manifest and create in our world much more quickly than we were before because we are at a higher vibration. So it is, in spite of everything that's going on in the world out there, how crazy and violent people are, how egotistical, all these other things that are happening, they are happening in response to this higher frequency that is now on the planet, because people, everyone, everywhere, remember I told you like the angels will back us into a corner? Well, everybody's feeling this higher frequency, and some people just don't know what to do with it, so they're kind of freaking out. The ego comes out they get fearful whenever there's a change. A lot of people don't like change, but what we are actually experiencing is a higher energy, is a higher frequency of love. It is also a higher frequency of helping us be more connected to the source energy and our angels. Does that help?
Yes, definitely does. So are there different types of angels, like hierarchies, or are they all the same?
My understanding of it is, now here's my experience I've been doing this probably 15, 20 years now. You know, time is flying by, so I kind of lose track. I'm with you I'm with everybody else on there too. It's like, wow, time is going by so fast. That is because of that higher frequency. When I first started doing readings on people, I would pick up two or three guardian angels that are around them. And that was always such a joy to do that and then connect the individual with their angels. But what I'm seeing now, and this has come around, I would have to say, and like I said, it's hard to keep track because time goes so fast, 4 or 5 years since about since things have shifted and the frequency has gotten so high on Earth, that now instead of just seeing the 1, 2, or 3 guardian angels that we have, everyone has this entourage of angels, an entourage, as I said, to help people create from a place of joy and manifest in their lives the good that they choose to have. Because instead of our mission or our purpose being about saving the masses, or the way Jesus did, the way many, many spiritual leaders did, you want to gather in the masses, and the way many of us have spent past lives of victimhood, martyrdom, and self-sacrifice, instead of that being what we're supposed to do in this lifetime, we need to shift our energy over in this higher frequency and understand that because of this very high vibration, we now need to focus on ourselves and make sure that we are creating what we want and what we choose to have from this very high frequency of joy. So if I was to say, for anybody, what you take from this radio interview today, take this. You need to focus on what you want, joy that's in your heart, no matter what that is. Focus on what you want, not what you don't want, so these entourage of angels can start creating for you from that place of joy. Now imagine this, Luciana, if every single one of us was in a place of joy, was taking care of ourselves and having that very high frequency, the world would be a much different place. What mm-hmm. this does when you are in your joy is that frequency goes out to other people because it is the highest frequency available. Joy is the highest frequency available, right up there with love. And that energy goes out and it gives other people permission, energetic permission, to also be in their joy. And, you know, your joy may be being Mother Teresa on the streets of India and saving the world. That's okay. What the angels want everybody to understand and what they're going to help you create is that you take care of yourself first. You find your joy. The angels will take care of you. They will prepare that path for you. And then you will have more energy to do what you truly love. And then this is how we will take care of the world, in this high energy. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. So how do people who are not sure what they want to do with their lives can feel the angels around or can connect with their angels?
You know, we as humans always seem to make things a bit complicated, because when I give you this answer, it's simple. And I have a book called The Eight Keys, K-E-Y-S, Eight Keys, A Special Delivery Message from the Angels, which you can get on my website or you can get it on Amazon.com. But it is about our connection to the spiritual. And through the book, the theme has always been, and as I teach people, the theme has always been, keep it simple and easy. If you want to connect with your angels, ask. Okay, angels, show me you're there. And all of a sudden, I'm telling you, this is true. They love it when you do this. They love it when you say, show me you're there. They love it when they get to prove to you. And then our human mind will go, oh, that's just a coincidence. I encourage you to open up and embrace. And a really good way to make that connection, you ask, and then remember, stay in present moment. Don't ask and say, okay, angels, show me that you're there, and then start worrying about what's going to happen next week. Stay in present moment. Show me today, angels, what you have for me. I've had people claim rainbows or pennies or feathers have come their way. I've had, and you want to look for that number four. The four is the number of the angels. So all of a sudden you'll see 444 on just about every other license plate you see, or four in a phone number, or any of those things. What happens to us is that we always chalk it up so often, not always, let's say, so often we'll chalk it up as coincidence. Well, what we need to remember is that there is no coincidence. If you truly want to make that connection, you need to be open to receive. Open to receive the signs, because they're always there. It is our human mind that always talks us out of it. It's pretty mm-hmm. simple.
You were talking about numbers. What about when we see numbers like 11, 11, 22, 22, 33, 33? Does that have to do with angels as well?
Absolutely. Anytime there's a sign, 11-11 is always a portal of energy that is opening up for you. And you want to focus your thoughts. I saw that on your Facebook page, 11-11. You want to focus your
yes.
thoughts then on joy and what you choose to create. It really makes for, as I said, a portal, an opening to the other side. And so then you want to send it to your angels and say, okay, joy. I choose to feel joy. I choose to be in my joy. And twos are always about pending change. Open up for change. Don't quit 5 minutes before the miracle. threes are the sign of the ascended masters are with you. I love it, especially if I wake up in the middle of the night, or as I was saying, when I'm driving along and all of a sudden there's a license plate with 444 on it, or I'll look at the clock and it'll be 444. That's the numbers of the angels. And fives mean change is coming your way. So the universe is always speaking to us. The angels are always speaking to us. They want to bring us confidence. They want us to feel good. They want us to feel loved and protected. And if you are afraid, just ask them, okay, angels, take away my fear. Let me see this situation clearly. Once you acknowledge how you are feeling, the angels swoop in with that higher frequency and are able to clear the energy for you. So it's you are working, folks, everybody out there. You open yourself up to this, and your angels, Jesus, God, Source, whatever it is that you choose to call it, you open yourself up to this, this magnificent energy. You are working with the most powerful energy in the universe. And the whole universe supports what you do when you make this discovery, when you make this search, when you choose to love yourself and to find that joy. Because that energy, that frequency changes the whole planet. Isn't that magnificent?
I think it's a big opportunity for all of us.
Yes.
I know you work directly with Archangel Michael. How did this happen?
I love that question, and I talk a lot about this in my book, My Own Journey. My book includes the 8 keys, which is a step-by-step spiritual path. So whether you're just getting on the spiritual path or whether you've been there for quite a while, it brings things, like I said, simple and easy. There's a lot of very complicated things you can read out there, and sometimes it can get a little overwhelming. I like things that are really simple and easy and how to do it, and it is an easy read. But it also includes my life story of where I started out in a childhood of physical and sexual abuse and how you make that journey out of having no self-esteem to being connected with Source and understanding that the journey called your life is really all about opening up and finding the enlightenment. So with that said, I would say that the angels are with us all always. Archangel Michael came to me, and he can be with anyone at any time. That is the beauty of that multidimensional on the other side stuff. He came to me when I was at a workshop with Dr. Doreen Virtue. That's where I got my certification. And it was so cute because I had actually gone to her workshop just to get away, to do something spiritual, to renew my soul. So I left Arizona. I went to Southern California to take this course, not really thinking anything but, hey, I'll have a week away and be rested. Well, the first day I was there at her angel therapy practitioner course, which I had no idea what an angel therapy practitioner was. Isn't ignorance bliss sometimes? I always like that. It's like, okay, just tell me where to go, angels. And as I was sitting there, I'm always in the back row when I go to these things. There's 100 and some people in this class. I'm sitting in the back row, and all of a sudden I hear this voice, and Archangel Michael identifies himself and says to me, you're going to be doing readings on people. And I said to myself, there is no way that I am going to be doing readings. There is no way that I am a psychic. No way. And he says, oh, yes, Linda. Because that's what the course was all about. I had no idea when I went to this course that it was going to completely and totally change my life, which is why I say ignorance can sometimes be bliss. So, you know, you really, Luciana, you really don't want to argue with an archangel very much. So I said to Archangel Michael, all righty, I'll do this. I'll get my certification. I will do readings. And I had already had a practice back in Arizona of energy work, massage therapy, and a few other things. And I said, okay, I'll do this. I'll do these readings. I'll connect people with their angels, but you have to bring the people to me. I am not going to go out and pound the streets, and you have to understand I live in a very religious area. I said, you bring the people to me. And that was our deal. And when I got back and I got my certification, that's what happened. People started coming by droves. This is what I do. I connect people with angels. I empower the individual. I have left it in the hands of Archangel Michael to open up that door because, you know, the better you feel, the better the individual feels, the more, as I said, that energy goes out. I don't want to be anybody's guru, but I want to empower you so that you can make your own connection. And that is what I was taught. That is what I was told by Archangel Michael. You are here to empower them, to empower the individual so they can make the connection on their own. And that is what I have lived by. And it's
that's
so
very
fun.
Interesting. Yeah, that's very interesting because Archangel Michael actually has to do with strength, with empowering people. So how did he see the peace on Earth? I mean, not only inner peace, but also general peace on Earth between people, between countries.
We are going through this shakedown, which always has to happen. Whether you choose to view it on the at an individual basis, I'm certain, Luciana, that you have met people that are in a turmoil, trying to figure out what to do with the ego as opposed to the spiritual. Well, the world itself is a much bigger picture of that as what is happening in different countries. We can take the United States, which is all about the patriarchal society. I mean, it's all about control of people, control of money. I don't know if people in South America see it that way, but as I watch it and view it, what is actually happening is there is that struggle of that higher spiritual energy. Let me explain it in a more simple fashion. The world itself has been a patriarchal society forever, for centuries, since we can remember. And what is actually happening in this higher frequency, it's called the feminine creative energy. The feminine creative energy is the hand that reaches across the aisle, the connection to our own intuition, to allow divine energy to flow. While the patriarchal society is very much about, if you don't agree with me, I will shoot you. So we have had this very much patriarchal energy worldwide on our planet. And with this feminine creative energy rising, it's trying to bring that balance of yin and yang to our societies. And there is a struggle against that because people don't want to let go of control. They are feeling very fearful, feeling the change that this higher frequency brings, and thus and therefore the struggles that you are seeing. It doesn't mean that good isn't happening, though. And it's not about men versus women. It is about that. It is about having balance, which has not been on this planet in a long time. So as you see in this higher frequency what's going on in the Middle East of people rising up and choosing to have their freedom and trying to bring that equality, trying to bring what's right, it is also a very powerful energy of integrity. So you're finding what's happening now is many lies in our planet that have been hidden are rising to the surface also. And we are seeing things much more clearly. For instance, what's going on in Britain with the News of the World and the gentleman, that I can't remember his name off the top of my head, who owns Fox News here in the United States, about what is happening and how those lies, those secrets are rising to the surface. You're going to see this everywhere. This is the shakedown that's taking place. Whether you're on an individual basis and saying, okay, angels, I want you in my life, I want more clarity, I want more love, I want more peace and joy, I refer to it in my book. Once you ask the angels to come in, once they back you into a corner, which they are doing often, and you ask them to come in and say, okay, I am ready for love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health in my life, your world gets a shakedown. Everything changes. I've had people call me freaking out. It's like everything in my life is changing. Well, of course it is. You asked for the universe to come in. You asked for the angels to come in and bring love. If everything was working out so good before, you wouldn't have needed to be in that position. I refer to it as, it's very similar to throwing clothes into the washing machine. They have to get very agitated before they get clean, very much mm-hmm. like our life and like our world. So we are watching this transformation. And change is never easy for people. But as that 1111, you seem to see it very often. When you see that, you want to focus on what you choose to have. Focus on feeling the joy. Focus on creating in that very moment that perfect feeling of love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. And then the angels can create that for you. It is a magnificent change, however difficult it may be for us. But it is all about the love, which is what you're focusing on, too, and it has brought change into your life because of that.
We have a couple of calls. Would you mind if we take the calls online and then we keep on?
That'll be fine, my dear. I know we're very short on time, so let's try one.
Okay. Hello?
Hi.
Hello there. Hi. What's your name, dear?
My name is Angela. I'm calling from Oklahoma.
Hi,
hello,
Angela,
Angel.
From
what's
Oklahoma.
What's your question for Linda?
Well, I'm going through this transition, and I find it very painful, and
yes,
I'm very sad, and I haven't been this sad, and I don't know how long.
Yes.
I've ever been this sad. I mean, struggling to talk now. And
I know. You are absolutely where you are supposed to be. Here is what is happening. You are letting go of the old and, my dear, stepping into the new. If I may say without sounding cliche, you are feeling exactly what you're supposed to be feeling. You need to acknowledge the sadness. You need to acknowledge the letting go process that is happening. Angels, I'm very depressed today. Angels, I feel very sad. Please take this from me. You are releasing, my dear, and the energy that I am picking up from you, not only sadness from this particular lifetime, but also from past lives. You are stepping into a higher frequency. You will come through this. You will come out on the other side. I encourage you to understand that the angels are with you, that this is the process that us as humans with all our emotions must go through, definitely about letting go of the old, letting go of control, letting go of the old survival mechanisms, letting go of understanding that we can't fix everything. All we can do is take care of ourselves. The more you acknowledge how you are feeling, the faster you will release this. I will also encourage you to please drink a lot of water. Get off anything in the way of stimulants, sugar, caffeines, and things like that. You can throw those in a little bit later down the road, but I encourage you to flush out because the physical body, the changes you are going through, the requests you have made to the angels to have
pregnant,
a happier life.
So.
To
I think
be
that
in
might
a,
be what you're picking on. So.
Oh, I'm sorry. Say that again.
I think I'm pregnant. So the caffeine's never been a friend of mine, so.
Oh, well, you know what? Being pregnant, you are also bringing in, see, this high energy that I'm feeling that you have. This is, you've got a little, if you really are pregnant, and all I'm seeing is light around you.
Mm-hmm.
And if this is the case, either way, you are transforming, your body is transforming physically, your body is transforming spiritually, and the sadness that you are feeling is about letting go of the old. With this child coming in, she is going to have a very, 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 very high frequency, which is going to take you to a place of your needing to have a high frequency to encapsulate that, to envelop that. So it's all divine, my dear. Just tell your angels, please, I'm releasing, I'm releasing, I'm releasing. Cry if you have to. Embrace it. Bless it.
Did you say she? She or he?
I know.
Which one did you say?
I'm not as good as I used to be because women are coming in now.
Oh.
Little girls are coming in now with such vibrant potency.
I have two strong daughters. I have two very strong daughters. My youngest
so you know what I'm talking about.
Recovered from autism. And yeah, I mean, I'm very much into that. I've been invited to speak to UN twice, two different ones, one in the States and then one in Kenya. I'm not going to go to the one in Kenya since they blew up the one in Nigeria.
Yeah.
So
I'm very proud of you for the steps that you have taken. And please focus now, as you are in this higher frequency, to focus on your joy, your joy, your joy, your joy, and what that entails. I know we're right at the end of the show. I want to leave everybody with, especially the caller, with this affirmation, if I may. It is very, very powerful, and it'll help people move into that next step. So if anybody's out there, you can always get this on the archives. I'm going to do it very quickly. I give intent to receive. I will put this on Luciana's Facebook page also, if that's all right. I give intent to receive. It's time for us to open up and receive from the universe, focusing on our joy. I give intent to receive abundance in all its forms. Ready? Love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health. Embrace it, folks. It is what's out there for you. And bless you all. Thank you, Luciana. I so appreciate this.
Thanks to you, Linda. Actually, we have a little more time to answer one more question.
Oh, okay. I wasn't sure. My clock must be a little fast.
No, it's okay because we can record 15 more minutes. So
okay.
Let me call just a second. Hello? Hello there?
Hello?
Hello there, yes. What's your name?
Tanya.
Welcome, Tanya. What's your question for Linda?
Well, I just wanted to, let's see. I've been going through a situation for the last several months, and I try to listen to my intuition, and at times I have doubts because I don't know if I'm listening to my intuition or what I myself want to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So I lean back towards my daughter because she's very intuitive. And we discussed this the other night, and we both came to the same conclusion, and I'm just wanting to know if maybe you could tell me what the angels are saying. Like I said, I'm very doubtful of my intuition. I'm not sure if it's me or if it's, you know, my intuition. So I'm very doubtful about myself.
Well, honey, I got to tell you, every single person on this planet is psychic, and that includes you. This is our direct connection to Source. The problem that you have is you could probably give words of wisdom to your neighbor, to your cousin, to your daughter, to others, but when it comes to ourselves, we always get stumped. What you want to understand is that whatever message you get from the angels is always positive. The voice that says you don't deserve or you can't or you won't be able to is the voice of the ego. And what you are actually going through is this refining process of learning to understand your own connection and learning to understand that you are dearly loved. So anytime you're making the connection and you want to have clarity, as I said, let's keep it really, really simple. Take a moment, take a deep breath, and say, okay, angels, let me see this situation clearly. Okay, angels, take away my fear. Take away my emotions connected to this. This is so powerful because as soon as you ask, take away my fear, give yourself a moment, close your eyes in a moment. You'll get to a point where you'll be able to do it really fast too. And then just feel yourself relax in that moment because that's where the angels will just surround you with love. And then they will tell you or show you or guide you to how to move in this situation. So let me give you this because this is one of the things that I think is happening with you. You're in a place where you know when there's a yes and you know when there's a no because you are that in touch with your emotions. Are you following me? Yes feels good, no not so good. You understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's when we get into that middle place where we're not getting a clear answer, where we're not understanding what is happening, and then we get very, very fearful. So when you are, but what's happening in all actuality when you're in that middle place is this, that the angels are working behind the scenes. I always relate it to that they are creating and weaving this amazing tapestry to put you in the right place at the right time in your life. Whatever it is you need to solve this. I feel very good things for you because you are transitioning on a very high level, plus your physical world is transitioning. When you are in that middle place and you don't get any answers, I don't know what to do, don't do anything. That is the joy of it. Say, okay, angels, take care of this. I'm not getting any sign. I'm not getting a yes or no. I'm not getting anything that says move in this direction or that direction, and I'm not getting any feelings about it. Then don't do anything. I caution you not to do anything because we don't want to get ahead of divine timing and just say, okay, angels, take care of this situation. Show me where to go or what to do. And what will happen is within a day or two, and very quickly, all of a sudden you'll know, okay, I need to do this now. And then it'll happen very quickly because, as I said, they're preparing everything behind the scenes. And by the time they prepare it behind the scenes, it's like, uh-oh, got to go, got to move, got to do. So I did not catch or hear you ask the specific question of what direction you're going in. And I, what was the question connected to it, dear?
Well, basically, like I said, I'm very, I don't want to say skeptical. I'm sorry,
okay,
I can't
so it
say
is
that word.
Basically
but
in
it,
regards
it is,
your psychic
it's
ability.
Just that, yeah, well, I mean, me and my daughter are both Cancers, and I know that, you know, Cancers are very in tune. You know, we're actually 2 days apart. So whenever
What's
I
your
have
birthday?
Doubt, my birthday is July the 8th, and hers is July the 6th.
I'm the 5th.
So.
July 5th. Welcome
oh,
to
wow,
my world.
That's actually, I was due on the 4th, actually.
Oh, my goodness. Let
yeah,
me tell
so,
you this. I understand. I need you to just ask for that clarity because, and then be in present moment, because I'm going to tell you this as a fact. You are very, very psychic. Just because you're skeptical or just because you're arguing with yourself, that's your ego or that part of you that was raised Catholic or Jewish or whatever it was, the religious
Southern
part
Baptist
that says this can't... It was what?
It's Southern Baptist.
Oh, that would make sense. Yes, one of those
yeah.
that tells you that this isn't possible. Of course it's possible. It is our direct connection to the source. I would also recommend that you get my book because it does give you step by step, and then it'll also teach you how the angels respond to us, how they show up in our lives, the things that they do, the lessons that we can learn. You're on a wonderful, adventurous journey. This is magnificent. You are being challenged for your belief and understanding that this is where we end up. It's like, okay, I know God is out there. God's very busy. That's the energy of love out there in the universe. But I don't know if God's actually paying any attention to me in this moment to give me this downloaded information. And I'm going to tell you absolutely positively you are psychic. You have this. Every single person does. You are being challenged now by your angels. Please understand, there's no coincidence in this. You are being challenged now to take on that belief. You are being challenged now to say, okay, I believe the angels will speak to me, and this is why they're working so closely with you. And what I love about my book is that it gives you these 8 keys. The first 3 are believe that there is a higher power, trust that this higher power is going to take care of you, and then detach, let go, and allow yourself to be guided. And then it goes on from there with the other 8, with the other 5 keys, to take you on this spiritual journey. So I encourage you to do that, and I encourage you to just say, thank you, angels, for this experience. Let me hear you clearly. Talk to me a little louder. Ask for what you need, because it is magnificent. It is. Very good, too, by the way.
Thank you. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, Linda. What would you tell in general, Linda, people who are skeptical about angels and are needing support and are needing protection? What would you tell them?
Well, everything that is brought into our lives is for a purpose. And the divine energy speaks to us in many different ways. And as I said, our angels are literally going to back us into a corner when you ask or when you reach a point in your life where you say, I'm always afraid, or I don't want to do this, or I'm not happy, or I'm depressed, or the question that I sent out there that opened up all the doors in my life. I was working in I was selling insurance for 11 years in a very male-oriented environment, but I was a manager and had my insurance license, and I was sitting there, and I'm just like so many of you are out there, and you're looking at your life. And one day I was looking at my life. I said, okay, 2 weeks off a year, 8 to 5 every single day. I think I must have been about 40 at the time. For the next 25 years, oh, my God, I said this, there must be more to life than this. How many of us have reached out and said, I'm not happy. And as soon as you do that, my friends, you open up that door and the angels start celebrating on the other side, and you open up that door and they say to you, there is, and they start whipping that change into your life. This is where, as I said, my book would come in very, very handy. Believe, trust, detach, put love into a situation. Those are the first 4 keys. Knowing those will get you through every situation that you have. And then you want to broaden and expand upon that and understand that the universe, God, Goddess, Source, angels are all very much supportive of you as an individual. They love you. They want you to have this. Every one of us is psychic. It is a natural God-given gift to each of us so that we can have love, joy, peace, prosperity, and health in our lives, so that we can live life simple and easy. The source of all abundance is, of course, God. God, goddess, angels, the source of all abundance. The only constant in the universe is change. Allow this abundant, loving change through your angels to come into your life and empower you. It is through our experiences that we learn to trust. As I was going to tell that lady before on the phone, and for each and every one of us, the more you listen to that still, small voice or that little feeling that you have, you may not quite believe it, or you may be skeptical as she was, but the more you listen, when you get that longing or that urge or that feeling to do something, the more you listen to it, the louder and clearer it will become. And you will find yourself on this path that is paved with gold, which is what and the way we were meant to live our lives.
That's beautiful, Linda. For all our listeners, her book actually has a link both on our Inner Healers webpage and our Inner Healers radio page. Yeah, so you just have to click on the name of the book, and then you will be directed to a place where you can actually buy it online.
Thank you so much, Christiane.
I have here a book that I received as a birthday present a couple of years ago, and I still have it. It's called The Angel Book of Days. And it has a message from the angels for every day. And I just
opened
it when you were talking, and it says for today, it's a very nice message. It says, September 26th, do not be afraid to act upon your dreams. They are the keys to your success, and your angels are with you. So I love that the name of your book is 8 Keys. Yeah. And I love that all the messages that you've been giving our listeners has to do with that, with actually not being afraid. And I want to thank you as well for sharing this dream with me, the dream of taking your light and the light of the angels to all our Inner Healers community.
Thank you, my dear. It's been an absolute joy. And to all, everybody who was listening and listening on the archives, you're connected every single minute of every single day. It's magnificent. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you, Linda, and hope to have you again soon. Have a beautiful day today.
You too, my dear. Take care.
Thank you. Big hugs. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.